This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm sorry.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. So glad to have you with us tonight. And if you missed our first hour with Britt McHenry, the lovely Britt McHenry, you can go back and get that from the podcast pages. But this hour, Melissa Francis from the Fox News and Fox Business Networks will be joining us in the Ladies Lounge, as we love to feature the voices and ideas and heads and commentary and thoughts of the brilliant women of media. We often try to bring you the very best voices in the universe. Some people we're working for, actually for you in the weeks to come, a couple of weeks from tonight. Miss Ainsley Earhart will be with us. She is the author of The Light Within Me. And if you watch Ainsley on the number one morning show for cable news, the Fox News Channel, you know that she's particularly excited about this book because it traces something that's important to her, and that is her faith. So Ainsley, again, will be with us in a couple of weeks. Also coming up on the docket in the Ladies Lounge, we're going to have the mother of one Katy Perry joining us. Tell us a little bit about what the what life was like raising the female judge of the now American Idol contest. Now, before we get to the lounge tonight, Nick, in the first hour, I was talking about the race summit that's coming up at the White House, and we put up a picture of Colin Kaepernick. But I asked if anybody had noticed that the bass player for the American Idol is also looks very much. Now, see, you thought I was just joking. If you're watching on television, you can see for yourself. Leave that up for a second, Nick, as I describe this. But for those of you listening by way of radio, we have two pictures on the screen. On the right-hand side, that is the quarterback, former quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers who couldn't get a job last year, Colin Kaepernick. He's got an afro that's, I don't know, halfway the width of his shoulders, and he's got his classic look, kind of a goatee, but a kind of a short beard, et cetera, et cetera. The guy on the left-hand side of the picture is the current bass player for American Idol. And you would think he's the exact same guy. I mean, even their noses look similar in these two pictures, which I thought, no, there's no way that they can look that much alike. But if you check out the if you're not currently watching, go online on the Facebook page. We're streaming tonight. You can see us there. But just an astounding resemblance. So I'm actually of the opinion that Kaepernick was so hard up for work that he auditioned and got the bass job, the bass gig at American Idol. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it as best I can. Hey, one more story I want to stick to. Coming up on July the 6th, we are going to give away a $20 1 ounce gold coin. That don't be fooled by this. The $20 gold coin, the 1 ounce gold coin, the Liberty gold coin, it is worth about $2,000 according to the recent estimates of gold. We're going to give this away on the weekend of July 6th, and I hope that you will be listening. But if you would like your chance to register for this opportunity to win, call this number and leave your name tonight, 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. If you'd rather just enter online for your chance to win, you can go to my flagship station here in New York City, am970theanswer.com. That's where I'm heard Monday through Friday. am970theanswer.com. Click on their gold page that's on the flashing banners at the top. Register. But your chance to win a 1 ounce $20 gold Liberty coin, valued at somewhere between $1,500 and $2,000, depending on the market rate. It's actually close to $2,000 right now. You can call and register 844-604-2575, or you can go online at am970theanswer.com and register just online that way. And you don't, if you're antisocial, you don't want to talk to anybody, like some of the jerks on Twitter tonight. You know, I got to give, we were talking to Britt McHenry in the first hour. She is a woman that puts her beliefs, she puts her money where her mouth is. She states what she believes. She believes what she believes. She believes it with all her heart. She's made some mistakes in life. She chewed out a parking attendant one night. It got captured on video. She's never, you know, seemingly been forgiven by anybody for that since then. Meanwhile, these same jackweeds will support the oddest entertainment icons. They'll vote for the weirdest people for president. It's just unbelievable what the people who criticize her. But they were all over her case tonight for commenting on the race summit. And I thought she gave a really good explanation of what it was and why it exists. And I'm very pro-Team Brit. I think Brit's cool, and I'm thankful. And all the jackweeds on Twitter, you can just, you know, go hang your hat somewhere else, I guess. So thanks to Britt for hanging out with us. If you missed the conversation, you can go back and get it in our podcasts, either on our podcast page at soundcloud.com, or you can go to thebingethinker.com and get our social media and all our other stuff there. You can also sign up for our newsletter, which is absolutely free as well. All right, I want to head on over to the Ladies' Lounge. The Ladies' Lounge is where we introduce the brilliant women of media. We are delighted to do this every week here on Radio Night Live. And we feature people really from all over media, whether it be TV news, talk radio, sports, etc. You've seen everyone that we have talked to thus far. And joining us tonight is the lovely Melissa Francis. Well, she was with us about a year ago when she had just released her newest hardback book, which is now in paperback, Lessons from the Prairie, The Surprising Secrets to Happiness, Success, and Sometimes Just Survival, I Learned on America's Favorite Show. She is the workhorse at the Fox stable of cable channels. You see her all over the Business Channel. You see her all over the News Channel. She's their go-to pinch hitter, designated anchor. Melissa Francis, welcome back to Kevin McCullough. Good to have you.
Thank you so much. I think that's the only way that you could flatteringly compare me to a horse and get away with it.
Stop. Yeah. Well, you know, my favorite people, now I'm going to go a little inside baseball sports on you here, but my favorite athletes are the ones that are not necessarily the stars, but like the Kurt Rambis of the 1980 Lakers, the Jason Wittens of the current Cowboy team, the guys that show up, put in all the work every single day. And without their backbone, like, their operations would just not exist. And that's what I kind of think when I see Melissa Francis on Fox News. You are literally the go-to girl in every situation that they need.
Oh, well, thank you for that. I don't know. It's a lot of fun. I always say, thank God I don't actually work for a living, because that would be really boring. But instead, I get to go play on TV all day long, which is a heck of a lot of fun.
What do you like most about interviewing the newsmakers of the day? What is it that makes this such a fun job for you?
Really pressing them. You know, I mean, they don't put any holds or controls on us here at Fox. When I worked at CNBC, and I talk about that in the book Lessons from the Prairie, when I worked at CNBC, I made the point that Obamacare could not possibly work the way they were saying, that when President Obama said the price for every family would go down $1,250 every year, year after year after year, I said the math on that doesn't work. I mean, you can't add more people, not charge for pre-existing conditions, do all the wonderful things that they were talking about, and have it cost less. You can't. The math on that doesn't work out. Somebody's got to pay for this, unless the doctors are willing to work for free, or the hospitals aren't charging, or the insurance companies are taking a loss. It just doesn't make any sense. And I was called into the principal's office over there at CNBC and told that I was disrespecting the office of the president by questioning the math. Now, I didn't say he's a liar. I said the numbers don't add up, and I was disciplined for that. And you know, that was really not a free environment. Since then, we've learned. I mean, that was, you know, obviously years and years ago. And in the last decade, we've learned that the mainstream media is very left leaning, and you know, it routinely covers up these kinds of things. At Fox, they just let everyone say what they think, and they say to us, "You go out there be big and bold, check your facts, and make sure you believe in what you're saying, because everyone's going to come after you, but we're not going to stop you. And I think that's been the most rewarding thing, is that I can get out there when I have a question, I can press people and say, wait a second, that's not true. You voted this way. You did this. You know, that's not going to work. The Iran deal, no, they cheated twice. How can you say they've never cheated on the deal? The International Atomic Agency has the record twice. You know, so it's, you can really press people and use your brain and your force to do it.
Well, and what I love about Fox, and I can attest to everything you just said being true about you, because a few times on Happening Now, when you felt like my original opening argument wasn't all that good, you did press. But, Melissa, that's the sign of a great journalist that's digging for, you know, intellectual clarity and truth. And so that's what we need more of. But I was bragging about Fox, actually, this week to some people that aren't in the business, because you guys have had an outbreak of babyhood over there. Like,
and when we come back, I want to jump on that topic, because it really is something that has I don't know, it's made an impression on me when I've been in the hallways there, the babyhood factor at the Fox News Channel. When we continue, Kevin McCullough, so glad you're with us. Melissa Francis is my guest. Her book is Lessons I Learned from the Prairie, and we will discuss that.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What a little moonlight can do.
Well, that's just a splendidly beautiful picture of Lower Manhattan. If you're joining us on Biz TV tonight, the gorgeous Freedom Tower right there in the center and the other adorned buildings of Lower Manhattan, where we come to you from for much of the Kevin McCullough broadcast week. We are there just a block away from that Freedom Tower and always happy to have you with us. Kevin McCullough, thankful for those of you joining us tonight. And in the Ladies Lounge tonight, we are thrilled to have back Melissa Francis. Her book, Lessons I Learned from the Prairie, and it has now gone to paperback. We'll tell you more about that coming up. But the surprising secrets to happiness, success, and sometimes just survival that she learned on Little House. But, Melissa, before we went to the break, I was saying about something I've noticed over at the Fox News Channel when I've been there, and that is that you guys have an outbreak of babyhood going on.
Yeah, we have.
Kids. And I said, you know what's interesting about this? And I was actually telling Lisa, who works in makeup on the 12th floor, I said, you know what's interesting about this place? And I've done CNN hits and I've done MSNBC hits. I said, you guys really celebrate this idea that moms can work on TV, you can show a baby bump, you can have your baby, you can come back and brag about your baby on the air. I don't see that celebrated on the other news channels. Not that a news channel is supposed to be that way, but, you know, for all the...
Yeah.
I guess the negative coverage that Fox got a year or so ago, I still think it's a special place, and I think that the environment that they kind of create for you guys to be able to do exactly what you just described is really unique in today's news landscape.
You know what? You're so right, and you're so observant to notice that. And I do talk a lot about this in Lessons from the Prairie, too, that is motherhood is actually my most important job. And viewers don't see what I describe in there, where, you know, I get up in the morning like everyone else, feed my three kids, get them into their clothes for school, take some to school and some to the bus stop, make the rounds, and then I pull in here at work having, you know, got them on their way. I do my job. I'm able to slip out during the day because Fox totally supports that. And, you know, 2 days from now, I'm leaving the middle of the day, go on a field trip. You know, I come in, get started, get my show running. I slip out the back door. I'm able to be mystery reader at one school. I can go do lunch duty at another school. I can go on the field trip. I don't miss out on those things.
Yeah.
I come back, I do my show, then I leave and I go pick someone up from karate, someone else up from soccer. Yes, I do have, I mean, I don't want to pretend like I'm Wonder Woman that does it all. I do have help. You know, I mean, I have another caregiver. I have three kids, you know, I mean,
yeah.
And I work. But they really, they celebrate that we want to leave or miss things in order to go be with our family. And I think they know that that engenders loyalty from a worker when you're able to have that balance. And it goes to one of the main things. One of the real reasons that I wrote this book, because I really wrote it for my children, and I prove that because if you buy the book and you send it to me here at Fox, 1211 Avenue of the Americas, New York, New York, 10036, you can Google Fox News, you have our address. If you buy the book and you send it to me, I'll sign it, I'll sign one for as a gift for someone in your family, I'll send it back to you and I'll pay the postage.
So
I'm losing
so cool.
Any money I make on it by paying the postage and send it back. And I want to prove my sincerity that I wrote this to help young people and my own kids, that there is a really important idea of family balance out there, whether you are a mom or a dad, because my husband absolutely abides by the same rules. You know, I was a hard-charging person who didn't consider, will there be enough time in my life to also spend with my kids? I just really initially as a young person cared about my career, that career climb.
Yeah.
I got lucky in that I ended up at a place where I can balance it all and where they do really celebrate and allow you to go do your thing and go be with your kids and come back. But I would say that I had, you know, I went to Harvard and so many of my female classmates are not working now at all, not by choice, but because they couldn't kind of fit it all together with the career that they had pursued. They had pursued a job or a career that didn't include a piece where it wasn't possible to go have the kids and duck out during the day. And as a result, they chose their family, which is very noble and I believe the right choice. But I didn't have to make that choice. And I would say to my sons and daughter, when you're picking a career, think about what you really want your life to look like. That could be single, that could be married with kids, that could be living as an artist on an island with turtles, whatever that is. What do you want your life to look like? And make sure that the career you choose fits with that plan. Because it isn't possible to be the super CEO 24 hours a day, Jeff Bezos person, and also be lunch lady. You know, it's not possible to do it all. And when someone's pretending to be superwoman or super dad or whatever, that's usually a facade or they drop dead of exhaustion. And I make fun of myself a lot in the book so that you can see that that's true. You know, I've taken a lot of pies to the face in life, and you can learn from my mistakes and you can learn that lesson of when you get yourself back up off the ground, you realize that you have the resilience in you to conquer defeat, and that inspires you to take more risks. So it's partially about that, but it's also about being realistic about what life is really going to look like.
Yeah. We're speaking with Melissa Francis. The book is Lessons from the Prairie. You may remember she talked about it with us about a year ago, but it's now out in paperback. And you just heard, if you'll send her a copy for yourself or a friend, she'll send it back and sign it for you if you send it to the Fox News address.
We'll pay the postage.
We'll put that on the social media. It won't go into a black hole. I promise. She'll send it back.
Yeah, I promise.
Hey, there's a lot of interesting things in the headlines that I haven't heard discussed, and I'd like to get some of your perspective on them. And one of them has to do with something we touched on the last time you were with us, but Me Too has kind of come and gone, but it's still kind of lingering in the background. In this last week, Tom Brokaw, now three women have come forward. Melissa, you were at NBC at one point in time. How do you feel about what has been reported and where it stands right now?
You know, I would say this. I was out promoting this book originally. It came out the day after Bill O'Reilly was fired from Fox News, and I went over to NBC, and I was interviewed by Hoda and Kathy Lee, and they said to me, what is in the water over there at Fox that you've had Bill O'Reilly and Roger Ailes? You know, what is going on at that place? And I said, yes, we have had our problems, and we are dealing with it, and it has been horrible, but you know, these predators are everywhere. I've been in this business for a long time, and I wrote about this in Lessons from the Prairie when I was very young and one of my first on-air jobs. My news director showed up on my doorstep in the middle of the night, and he tried to force his way in, and he was mumbling, he was drunk, and he was mumbling into his phone about what he thought he was going to do when he got over the doorstep into my apartment. And I was shocked. I don't know what gave him the impression that I was open to that, but I didn't let him through the door. And in the morning, you know, I was ashamed to write in the book. In the morning, you know, I called my agent and I said, I need to get the hell out of Dodge. This guy's going to sober up and I'm either going to get fired or he's going to be angry or he's going to be embarrassed. But whatever it is, it's not going to be good. And I left town and I left that monster there to do that to the next young woman. Mm. And I really regret that. But I knew that my business and many businesses are filled with people who take advantage of the power that they have and what they have to offer to intimidate other people in many different ways. And I knew when I was sitting over at NBC, I said to Hody and Kathy Lee, there are predators in this building too, and I know who they are, and I bet you do too. And the interview ended pretty quickly. They're lovely ladies. I don't think they knew at the time who it was, it turns out. But, you know, I had certainly heard stories about Matt Lauer, and, you know, my point was that they were everywhere, and now it turns out, you know, every major network has purged their folks, and it's going through the same pain, and it's not a Democrat problem or a Republican problem.
Sure isn't, and Melissa Francis will continue. Lessons I Learned from the Prairie is the book. Melissa Francis, host of Outnumbered, happening now, after the bell, Outnumbered.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it.
Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some.
Talk about, and you touched on this when you were with us before, but people may have forgotten. And again, if you're just joining us, Melissa Francis is my guest. Lessons from the Prairie, The Surprising Secrets to Happiness, Success, and Sometimes Just Survival, I learned on America's Favorite Show. And just to show you how bipartisan she is, Mika Brzezinski says, candid and common sense, insightful, laugh out loud funny. Now, see, Mika and I don't agree on anything, Melissa, except that. We think that your book is worth having. Hey, let's talk about another really important part of your life, and it's something that you also said you get to express kind of openly, even at Fox, and that is your faith. How does faith fit into the life of Melissa Francis?
Oh, boy. I mean, it's essential to it. You're right. There is a whole chapter on that, and it was really important to me, and it was something, you know, as a journalist, if you express faith in other settings, and especially at other networks, it undermines your credibility as a journalist because you, by definition, believe in something that can't be proven without a doubt. And it is such a bedrock to me, my faith. You know, every Sunday I go to church and I sit in that pew and I regret the petty things that I've done during the week, the times I've been envious of another person who's gotten an opportunity I haven't, when I've been short-tempered, blared my horn, you name it. I feel bad about those things and then I let them go and I vow to do better, you know, the next week. And I also sit there and I look around at my kids, my husband, my family, and I'm overwhelmed with gratitude that I've just been so blessed. And I feel so humbled and undeserving of all the blessings in my life. And it really puts everything back into perspective. You know, I walk out refreshed and renewed and vowing to do better in the next week, with a better frame of mind about what's really important out there. And I think especially in these times when things have gotten so negative and so contentious, and I sit there and remember, you know, family is what counts, relationships, friends, everyone's health, happiness. It's not these petty political fights, which do seem so important during the week and seem to enrage and outrage people, and the depth to which people stoop. And when I hear people in the broader media making fun of people of faith, you hear it on The View all the time, those things Joy Behar says, everyone else, you know, I mean, when they make fun of people of faith, I really have a lot of genuine sadness for those people because I know they don't have that life raft in their life. They don't have that foundation is probably the better way to say it. They don't have that once a week reset or more. I mean, there are many days here. I feel overwhelmed. I go out the back door. There's a beautiful little church right behind us here in Times Square that is, you know, just a wonderful place to go and sit and reflect and hand over any concerns you have to God to do His will. And, you know, it's just such a source of strength and relief in my life. I feel bad for those who don't have it, and it's a gift that I try to give to my children every week.
Sure. You know, it's interesting. We were talking about the uniqueness of Fox and kind of some of the things that sets it apart. I think it's pretty easily provable that probably far more people that would identify as Christians and probably Bible believers watch Fox News than any other channel in the country. I mean, there's more people watching you than any other channel anyway, but I think that along those lines, and I think that they pick up on things, and I think that there's a sense that there are quite a few people of faith that work at the channel. Is that your experience, and is it something that you're even able to have discussions about and sometimes, like,
no, we just,
I don't know,
we
do something crazy like pray for one another and stuff like that?
It's definitely much easier to talk about. I do think there were people of faith at NBC that just kept it covered. I mean, it's another one of those things where...
Did they feel frightened?
Yes. Yes, you felt like, I mean, to put it in exact words, you know, people would say they felt like it undermined their credibility with everyone. Mm-hmm. If you admitted that you had faith, you lost journalistic credibility. I had a number of friends at CNBC, went to church every week, and certainly, you know, a lot of very faithful Jewish friends as well who didn't express the depth of their faith and even, you know, ridiculed faith to kind of cover for themselves in the same way the few conservatives that were there kept their opinions to themselves. And
sure,
here I would say it's just much freer thought. There probably are more religious people, but there are definitely many atheists as well who feel free to say that and have open discussions. There's much more open discussions here.
Kind of sounds
about
like America.
Much more accepting. I mean, that's what's so funny is that we have many, you know, I mean, like there are a lot of, you know, people that are in same-sex relationships here who feel comfortable saying that because they're like, well, I believe in your ability to do what you want. I'm going to be right with my God, do what I believe in. But
right,
my only business really is me and my family, my children, my relationships. It's not my place to tell someone else what they should and shouldn't do. Or
but isn't that the larger culture of America and what it should be at large?
I don't know. I hope so. It's what it should be. I don't know. I hope it is. But I don't know about that. I mean, right now there's so much shouting down of anyone who supports President Trump.
Yeah, you know, and that's one of the things that it's always kind of comes down to, kind of built on. Melissa Francis, what a joy. Please come back again. Thank you for being with us. It's Radio Night Live, Melissa Francis's newest book, Lessons from the Prairie, the paperback version.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Franklin Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
KMC.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. I'm just, and thank you to Melissa Francis and to Britt McHenry, who both joined us tonight. Two of the most delightful women you'll ever get to spend any time with, and I'm honored that both of them felt good enough to come back to the show. Britt, actually texted me right after she was off, and she said, you know, I just lose track of time sometimes, because she wanted to make a couple of more points, but I'm grateful to have their trust and their friendship. And here's the thing. I started the show off with the news from Friday. That was just yesterday, right? I keep forgetting it's only Saturday night. It's only the first night of the two-day weekend. So late in the day on Friday, the judge in the Alexandria, Virginia courthouse rejected the Mueller team and said, this is where the judge's words, not mine, you're outright lying about your intent. You're trying to broaden the powers of what you're looking at so broadly so that you can then prosecute or impeach Trump just on basically anything other than Russian collusion. He called them out, said they were outright lying, said he's probably going to throw the case out without the defense even having to ask him to do it, just on the judge's order, dismiss the case. Now, this is the Manafort prosecution. Manafort was the campaign manager. A lot of people looked at this and said, hey, if anybody's going to bend or go squishy on Trump, it's probably going to be Manafort. After all, Paul Manafort and Roger Stone, two of the more unsavory characters that the campaign got wrapped up in when 2016 was rolling around, I was not thrilled about. But it looks like that judge has said enough is enough to the Mueller team. Well, breaking news, just moments ago, on the front page of the Drudge Report, a new judge has also rejected another angle on the case, and this deals with the case dealing with the Russian companies and the Russian citizens that he had attempted to indict for using social media and other means to foment strife amongst Americans in advance of the 2016 election. Now, just let me make something clear here. I'm not on Russia's side. If Russia did something wrong, let's go get them and tell them to stop and make sure that they can't do it again. But if by doing something wrong, what they did was buy a few Facebook ads and try to trick people into clickbait marketing, I know about a half a billion other agencies I'd like to go after that ask you to fill out surveys and all kinds of weird stuff that I get inboxed just spammed with all the time. But tonight, a U.S. District Court Judge, Dabney Friedrich, offered no explanation in her decision to deny a request prosecutors made on Friday to put off the scheduled Wednesday arraignment for the Concord management and one of the three firms charged in the case. The 13 people charged in February are considered unlikely to ever appear in a U.S. court. The three businesses accused of facilitating the alleged Russian troll farm operation, the Internet Research Agency, Concord Management, Concord Catering, were all expected to simply ignore the American criminal proceedings. Last month, however, a pair of Washington lawyers suddenly surfaced in the case, notifying the court that they represent the management, and at the time they moved to appear to a bid to force Mueller's team to turn over relevant evidence in the case, and even to get prosecutors. They baited them into an embarrassing dismissal in order to avoid disclosing sensitive information. So, on Friday, Mueller's prosecutors disclosed that the Concord's attorneys had made a slew of discovery requests demanding non-public details about the case and the investigation. Prosecutors also asked a judge to postpone an arraignment set for next week. The prosecution team sought the delay on the grounds that it's unclear whether they formally accept the court summons related to the case. But the judge turned down the Mueller team's request. That's a lot of in the weeds. Basically, what you need to know is this. Over the last 24 hours, the special counsel legal team, Robert Mueller, and his prosecutions are 0-2 in significant hearings as they attempt to pursue, supposedly, a collusion case against the president, with one of the two federal district judges that are hearing the case saying that they outright lied about their positioning in the case. I've asked the question earlier tonight. Phone lines are open now. I've got three phone lines open, 888-340-3373. What do you believe should happen? Should they shut down the investigation? You've come up with these three indictments, Flynn, Manafort, Papadopoulos. None of them have gone anywhere. You don't have anything related to the campaign. The president's nowhere to be found in this, and the whole reason that this was established was to make sure that Russia and the president had not colluded to win the election, to gin the election. Does anybody in America think that this special counsel is doing this in a fair manner? You've got 15 attorneys on the special counsel team of the 17 or 21 or however many they have. 15 of them come from those that have connections to the Hillary Clinton camp. They haven't come up with 1 ounce of anything that's actually prosecutable on the collusion grounds. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Do you think it's time for them to tell Mueller to go packing? To literally shut up the shop and go home. 888-340-3373. The judge yesterday used this term, and it's a very interesting term. He said, you guys on the Mueller team, and it's very unusual for a judge to chastise a prosecutor. Usually, if a judge is going to have mean words for one of the two legal teams in the courtroom, it's usually going to be for the defense, because the defense tries more tricks to get their client free. So they're always, you know, having to override their objections and this and that. And they sometimes they'll tell you, counsel, if you do it again, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's normally all directed at the defense. He told the prosecution yesterday, you're lying. And you're lying to try to achieve, this was his word, unfettered power. It's a big term. It means to have literally no authority over the power that you have. There's no root. There's no anchor. There's nothing that holds it down or limits it. And he said, America does not want an entity with unfettered power. And I'm not going to give you one in my courtroom. I think now that judges are starting to weigh in and they can't even get off the ground with even indicting the Russians in our courts, it's time to pack this thing up and go home. You've had 2.5 years of investigation. Nothing has come out of it. Nothing related to what it was established to investigate. But we'll take your calls as we wrap things up. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery. And truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. Thanking you for being here. And again, thank you to not only the team here, Nick and Ivan and Kylie and everyone that is responsible for putting this together, but also the beautiful and talented Britt McHenry and, of course, Melissa Francis sharing their thoughts and analysis with us tonight as well. And again, breaking news, a second judge has just told Mueller's prosecutors to go packing. So this makes two federal judges in the last 2 days that have either told the prosecution they're not going to do what they asked them, or they are, in the case of the one from yesterday, they're outright lying to try to achieve something that they don't have the right to. And he's demanding to see the unredacted scope of powers document that Rosenstein issued to give Mueller the prosecution to begin with. Which is going to be interesting because it doesn't appear that they have turned that over yet, and they have been ordered by a judge to do so. The DOJ is not used to being in this position. Anyway, let's go to Frank in Des Moines, Iowa, who's listening tonight on 99.3 FM. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Kevin. Well, since I'm not a lawyer, nor did I stay at a Holiday Inn last night, and just my layman opinion, if someone is picked up and not read their Miranda rights or the proper search warrant is not applied, that evidence that they find, if they got a dead body in the trunk, is not admissible in a court of law. So I would suggest if this whole dossier that was used as the basis for the FISA warrant is found to be illegal from the get,
yep,
I don't see how the whole thing is going to be tossed out of court.
It's a fraudulent basis for it to begin with is certainly the case. Thank you, Frank. Good point. Let's go. All right. So there you go. And we've got coming up this week, in the next couple of weeks, rather, I should say, we've got Katy Perry. Don't know if she'll be joining us, but her mom, who has a very interesting story about how Katy grew up and where she has come from, is going to make plans to join us. Mary Hudson is her name, and I look forward to having that discussion with her. Beyond that, Ainsley Earhart of the Fox and Friends Morning Show, she will be joining us. Ainsley is the soft-spoken Southern drawl one-third of the Fox and Friends Morning Show, and it's the, you know, it's the most-watched morning show on cable television. She's joining us next week to talk about her memoir. Now, she's very young. She's younger than me. And she has written a book that's already called a memoir. We'll get into some of why the publishers wanted to do that, because not many people that age write a memoir. But I think the subject matter is very interesting. And we've also got, in the weeks ahead, a number of other surprises headed your way, not the least of which is we're going to make someone $2,000 richer with the winning of the landmark Capital Liberty Gold Coin the weekend of July 4th and 6th. I hope that you will join us for that as well. Otherwise, fun to be with you tonight. We'll see you next time here on Radio Night Live.
And I don't stand the ghost of a chance with you. With you.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Or should you, or your family or friend,